Beginnt gerade da, das heißt, aber kann man darf Kopf jetzt raus. Um ein Auf, wir gehen testen, was, da beginnt das Gemorre, weil Allah hat mir eine Idee. Und das Geist says, I don't know. Pidish in other words. Im Hefgit Etzli, I don't know if you deposit by me. Aber eine Idee, im Hechzarti Loch, but if let's say just said, I don't know if I returned to you, then Chayab Lekul Amo. Then you're right, according to that one, you'd be Chayab Kamei Rishon Basin, like the Rishon Bar Mishnah. And Lesiv of the Masin, to the Medam, and the Gemorre compares it totally to specifically the Seva of the Mishnah, where we don't know if this ever happened in the first place. Next time, at the beginning, words the mother of Nachman Yechonam, but they say Bar B'Shema that the Shem is going to be pater. We say Okimoni B'Machaskis Mare, and so it says. We come like Dini. We know the Gemara tells us in Ksubas W Gimel that we rule like Rav Nachman comes to monetary law, and therefore you're going to be pater. Pesach B'Kodesh Rashi explains. However, the Mashbina says Shvuas Hasis, but you have to make a rabbinic oath She'en Yedeya that he doesn't know. Why? Because like other of me'ilo ha'yu kaivul legami, it's not any better than if he would vehemently deny it, and he would still have to make a shura sasas. Now, since it's when they would seem the seva b'kunches, the Rashi holds kalishna kamdir of Nachman, the perek shura sadion gemar shura daf mem daf mem aleph. The reisha diktoni hasam that on the reisha that the Mishnah says with a manlu yadcha. The guy says, "Look, you owe me 100 dinar." The guy says, "Enlucham b'yadik klum. I don't owe you anything." Look, as potter. That come of Nachman. Nachman says, "Mishpina is shura sasas that he has to take a rabbinic oath." But somehow it's going on the next halacha of the Mishnah. Aman will be atcha. You owe me 100 dinar. Ramalei says hen. Says yes. Lamacham le'tenerli. The next day says okay, give it to me. Says nesatam lachem. I'll give it to you. Pati is exempt. Oh, the davke b'seifa. Specifically by the seifa, they could the ma'ina where there is already some doubts here regarding money that he already said he owed it to him at some point. That's a kumar of Nachman. Nachman says the Mishnah says to make him take a rabbinic oath. Avla reisha loy. But regarding halacha of the reisha. He would not be obligated in the rabbinic oath. And then obviously, in the case of Shema here, you wouldn't. Rashi says you are. Obviously, he's going like the Lashon that holds that you are chayiv in the Reisha. Chiner halacha. So to actually, the halacha seems like Kalashon HaRishon, the Lishna Kama. Stama the Gemara, Kama. Aval Lishna Basra, but the second version, Rav Chivi Behu de Masimla. So meaning the anonymous Gemara says like the first version. It's one Amir that says like the second version. So that would seem to be the halacha, the way it seems Rashi is holding. Now, perikam the mitzia daf heyim et aleph, gabi ahu ra'ayim by the shepherd, ma'isi nama lishne kamadir of Nachman, also brings the assumption of the first version of Nachman. So therefore, that would seem that's the halacha. The Bein Tam Oimri says, the misafik, the fact that we're not sure, in l'chayim b'shvua, we should not obligate him to shvua hechad l'kadir in mind when there is no safik of mammon. Because Kivin Shes Pez L'Shem, ultimately there's two versions, and we don't know, and therefore we cannot be Mechayivim. Perikam the Mamitzia, we say that by Hahuraya, it sounds like the Lishna Kama. Lav Davka Naka Lishna Kama, it's not specifically like the first version, the Hossam, Ika Dar Demaina, because there actually is a Dar Demaina, the Asa Sahadi, the Achatraimen Ayum, because there are witnesses that he ate two of them, so in other words, there is a Dar Demaina. Now, Rashi either reheard that Rabbeinu Tam actually allowed judges l'chayev to be mechayev a person. Hechad l'ka dar d'mayna, even when there is no dar d'mayna, there's no safek of mammon. I mean, there's no shmek, there's no smell, there's no element here of loss of money. Rak shuhu l'ha yiratzal lotnikim, but it's just Rabbeinu Tam himself didn't want to judge like that. Now, hechad d'mayda. Now, where he admits that he owes it to him, but he just says, I paid up. Rari, that Esther ben Tam, that Shechayiv Shvua, like the Bekis of the Bach, that he obligated the person in the oath, even though there was no witnesses in that admission, and he could have denied when he made the claim that I paid up, like the case of where I gave it to you, even though by that admission that there are witnesses. According to the understanding halach, it sounds like the lamad masna seifa, that the one who learns his teaching on the seifa, is considered dar demayna because there are witnesses by the admission, because yesterday he said yes, and he cannot deny it right now. Which therefore that would seem to be not like what we're saying. That in the interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, that although there's no edim, and they could have denied it, still he holds that dar d'mayna. It would seem not like that from the pashtus of the halacha. Now, Rav Haigoin Pirush, he explains, that the limit being lahef that the leker dera de minor, you cannot obligate him in the oath when there's no dera de minor. Now, me, however, mishamtin lahef, but we could excommunicate him al tanai on condition she b'shamta that he's going to be in nidui im huchayev if he actually owes vein amaitloi and he does not admit it to him. Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara. Shalele das minayin. Shalele das minyan namalitach. If we're stolen without his awareness, then you don't even have to have it that he counted it to be considered as a shava. Now, the other Rav Elazar el I, Rav Elazar says in Ba'akon, Yisdam Nanzayim Raf, HaKol Tzrifam Das Bailim, everything needs the owner's awareness, Chot Mishav Zavid, except for returning a lost object. So it says, Taisa, Intzor Chalem, the Pala Gaha, doesn't have to mean that he disagrees with this, as we're seeing here in the Divin Maschal Taisis. El Yesh Lafarish, right, you can explain, HaKol Tzrifam Das Bailim, what does it mean that you always have to have the owner's awareness? Heichad Avala Das. That's when you stole it with his awareness. And that's what we're saying, Chutz Meshav Saveda, except for return of lost object, Shein Sarf, that you don't need to have, Asal Havala Das, meaning, Sheyiduush Abdullah Saveda. Even if he knew that he lost that object, then you don't have to have Das Bailam, but that doesn't contradict over here. We're saying Shalala Das, you don't need to have Minyan, even Minyan. But yeah, Ladas, then you would have to have Das.